This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you're of a certain age, you probably remember the pinball machine. You might have even played it a bit back in the day. Flippers and bumpers and ringing bells haven't fared so well in the digital age, though, which is where Jack Guarnieri, the CEO of Jersey Jack Pinball, comes in. He is almost single-handedly trying to revitalize the pinball as a pastime with a new high-tech version of the old-fashioned game based on, of all things, The Wizard of Oz. Jack, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So I imagine it takes a certain amount of passion to decide you're going to revitalize the pinball industry, huh?
Well, it's a passion that I've had for 37 years in the industry, and I love pinball, so this is what we're doing.
How are you doing it, though? I mean, this Wizard of Oz game, how'd you settle on Wizard of Oz?
Well, settle is not the right thing. I wanted it.
But why? I mean, you know, you could do a zillion stories out there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you license a theme, you want something very rich and vibrant. With The Wizard of Oz, we know we want to get Dorothy back to Oz, so we have a whole storyline. We're able to create unique toys and unique mechanisms and playfields and animation. And so, you know, you have a spinning house on the playfield that lands, and the Wicked Witch of the East, her legs pop out of it, and you have a winged monkey that flies down and grabs your captive ball and brings it back up to the witch's castle. So the eye candy of what the game is from a standpoint of work of art, as well as this mechanical action game, is outstanding. That's what gets the play and the repeat play.
Yeah, that's the key, right? The repeat play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you first started thinking about starting up your own company to manufacture these games,
right?
Was it a close call for you? Did you do the cost-benefit thing, or did you go with your gut?
No, I just went with my gut. You know, I knew if I assembled a team of really great people that are passionate and knowledgeable, creative, pinball people, that we'd be successful. And we have an amazing customer base, and the support is there.
You know, you might have a great customer base, but it's probably not the world's biggest customer base, right?
No, but it's big enough for us. I mean, I don't think everybody in the world drives a Bentley or a Mont Blanc. So it seems to work for them. And I think we're going to get this out to the masses, to other people in amusement centers, so that everybody's able to play our pinball machines.
So how much are operators going to have to pay to get your machine in the thing? I mean, how many thousands of dollars?
The game costs $7,000.
And then it takes them a year to make their money back?
It could be less, depending, again, on the location. You know, if you put it on Mars and there's no people there, it could take you forever. So, you know, if you put it in a high traffic location like we've been testing them in, I certainly believe that our game is going to return the money to those people within the year. I could see that happening, and sooner in some locations.
Jack Guarnieri is the CEO of Jersey Jack Pinball. He's out of Lakewood, New Jersey. Jack, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, and I'll hope see you playing the Jersey Jack pinball machine soon.
I'll look for him, man. I'll look for him.
Absolutely.